Okay, so the Gemara in Maseches Tannis teaches that the same way that we kishim shem mematim simcha ba'av, so too we're marbe b'simcha in the month of Adar. So let's ask three questions. So the first question is, like, what's the connection between minimizing the simcha in the month of Av and increasing the simcha in the month of Adar? Then the second question, why is it of all the holidays that gets the Mishnah Nichnas marbe b'simcha? Why is it specifically the month of Adar and the holiday of Purim that we need Mishnah Nichnas Adar marbe b'simcha? And then the third question, there's a fundamental difference between the miut Simcha and Av and the Reboy Simcha and Adar, that when it comes to the Miut Simcha and Av, so the Gemara and the Mishnah, wherever we have halachos, but what a person is supposed to do when it comes to minimizing in the Simcha and Av, but when it comes to being Marbe with Simcha and Adar, there's no like specific halachos of like a specific thing a person is supposed to do, nor to increase in Simcha. So the question is why? So perhaps we can explain as follows. So what's the idea of being Mamayit B'Simcha in the month of Av? So the point is, to lead up to Tisha B'Av, to lead up to the day which we recognize the Chorban HaBayis, we need to prepare ourselves emotionally. So how do we do that? So first we have the 3 weeks, then we have the 9 days, and then we finally have the Erev Tisha B'Av, and then we have Tisha B'Av itself. And the point is that the mute Simcha in the month of Av is supposed to allow ourselves to emotionally prepare for what life feels like without a Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, for the past couple thousand years, we've had life without a Beis HaMikdash, and it seems to just, things seem to remain the status quo. So to properly allow ourselves to get into the right state of what, of the right mind frame, frame of mind means, or it has the, that we have no Beis HaMikdash. So the way we do that is specifically by minimizing in the matter of Simcha in the month of Av. And the exact opposite is true when it comes to the month of Adar. In order to be able to properly frame Purim, in order for us to be able to get in the proper mindset of Purim, so the way that comes about, specifically through Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marbim Simcha, the whole concept of Simcha is explained by many, it's really depicted throughout Tanakh, is that Simcha is the closeness that a person feels towards the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marbim Simcha, the reason why we need to increase in joy in the month of Adar is because the Nes of Purim is specifically a Nes Nister. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden in the Nes of Purim. It's easy for a person not to feel so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Nes of Purim. So the way a person is able to properly experience the Simcha of Purim and properly experience the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to on Purim is specifically through Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. The Rambam writes in his introduction to the Minyan Mitzvahs at the very end, that the reason why we read the Megillah on Purim is to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still close to us whenever we call out to Him. And that's really the whole theme of Purim. The theme of Purim is that God is still close to the Jewish people, no matter what. And that's really why Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marbim Simcha, because that's what Simcha is all about. Simcha is the close feeling that we have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since Purim is a Nes Nistar, since Purim is a time when Hashem is hidden, so what we need to prepare ourselves to realize the fact that Hashem is still close to us is specifically through Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. So that explains the contrast between Av and Adar, and to explain the reason why it is that when it comes to Adar, there is no specific regiment of Simcha that we're supposed to do. So the moon contrast, many of us explained, because when it comes to Adar, there really is no specific thing a person is supposed to do. A person is just supposed to do anything which makes them happy, anything which is going to allow a person to feel the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically on Purim, and specifically to Hashem in the time of a Nes Nister. So I think this message is resonates more than ever in this year, more than any other year. Right now, we're currently going through the Melchama against Hamas. But the message of Adar and the message of Purim is Mishnah Nichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. It's the Simcha of recognizing the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still close to the Jewish people. As the Rambam writes, the reason why we read the Megillah is to record that even whenever we call out to Hashem, that Hashem is still close to us and answers us. So that's the theme of Simcha and Purim. And the buildup of Adar to that is the buildup of allowing ourselves to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing the fact that Hashem is still close to us, even in the darkest times, and even when His presence seems to be hidden from us.